Well, good morning. We are the Gunthers, church planting missionaries to the people in the country of New Zealand. You're not going to tase me, are you? We're going to the country of New Zealand. We are sent out of Bible Baptist Church of Lancaster, Ohio. And both my wife and I are graduates of Massillon Baptist College in Massillon, Ohio. And God has burdened our heart for the people in the country of New Zealand. In just a few moments, you're going to see some pictures and video from New Zealand. My wife and I got to take a trip over there, and we got to meet the people and see the field for ourselves. And We knew God had called us there before we even went. In fact, we had started the process of becoming missionaries before we even set foot on New Zealand. But God opened up the opportunity for us to go, and so we got to see it. And boy, there's a difference between reading about some place and seeing it and actually being there. And so I hope and pray that this morning you'll get a small glimpse, a small taste of what New Zealand is like and what our heart's desire to do there is. We hope to be involved in church planting there. I believe that's God's model, and that's what we want to do and be involved in. And so we'll go ahead and show our video at this time, and later on we're going to have a question and answer time. So think about questions. Think about the easiest question you can think of. Okay, those are the best. So we'll show our video.
Aotearoa, a Maori term meaning the land of the long white cloud. It is the way the first inhabitants of New Zealand described its beautiful shores. New Zealand is a land of majestic beauty. When you look at a world map, if you can find Australia, you can find New Zealand. But ask a New Zealander and he will tell you that if you can find New Zealand, then you can find Australia. The country of New Zealand resides 1,000 miles southeast of Australia. There are presently 4 million people living in the country, about 80% of whom live in its cities. Agriculture, horticulture, forestry, fisheries, energy, and minerals are the primary natural resources of New Zealand. There are presently 36 million sheep, which is 9 sheep for every one person. The native kiwi bird is found only in New Zealand. The indigenous people of New Zealand are called the Maori. New Zealand's geography includes spectacular landscapes incorporating the vast mountain chain of the Southern Island, the volcano region of the North Island, fjords, glaciers, lakes, rainforests, and extensive grassy plains. But its most important resource are its people. Gunthers.
I'm Isaac.
I'm Isaac.
Hello.
And we're missionaries to the people of New Zealand. We are sent out of the Bible Baptist Church in Lancaster, Ohio, where Roy Maple is our pastor and also Joy's father. We both attended the Massillon Baptist College in Massillon, Ohio. It is here where God deepened our love for His Word and enlarged our hearts for missions. Back home, we had the opportunity of working with the teenagers, helping out with vacation Bible schools and junior church, leading the music and the choir, and helping out with camp. An author once wrote that living in New Zealand was like another day in paradise, but something seems to be missing, and the New Zealanders know it. What they are missing is the hope and peace that is only found in Jesus Christ. Please pray with us, as our purpose is to start New Testament Indigenous Baptist churches and to be a help to those already there. Our passion is to see the New Zealand people get saved and become faithful, and our prayer is that they will follow God with all their heart, all their soul, all their mind, and all their strength. We are the Gunthers, missionaries to New Zealand.
It's a third world country. It's in fact, it's fairly modern. Nor is it being oppressed by a dominating religion, such as Islam in many countries, or even Catholicism in some countries. But yet there are people that need the Lord. And God has burdened our heart for these people. I had after we had graduated from college, from Bible college, we felt that, or before we went to Bible college, we knew God wanted us to be missionaries, be involved in church planting, and our heart was wherever God wanted us to be. That was our heart, whether even that's here in the States or you know, somewhere that's not so far away, or you know, even if it's the jungles of Africa. You know, our heart was wherever God wants us to be. And if your heart's that way, you might be a missionary. Amen. If you ever wake up in the morning and you're not sure what state you're in, you might be a missionary. Right? If you ever wake up in the morning and you're not sure what country you're in, you probably are a missionary. Right? Brother said he drove 800 miles this week. Amen. We drove 1,000 miles the last 2 days. Amen. He drove 800 miles. That's a Tuesday. That's what that is. We knew God wanted us to be missionaries, but we didn't know where. And so we'd pray, and it seemed like every missionary that came through, it's like, boy, there's a need there. We could see the need, and our heart was, Lord, is that where you want us to go? And just never had peace about where it was. And we went through, finished Bible college, you know, and of course at Bible college you go through all those preaching, and then we go through our mission conferences and all these things, and just didn't know where God wanted us to go. And and in Bible college you have different kinds of people. You have those who are going to be pastors, and those who are going to, you know, reach the greatest cities and have the biggest churches, and they're on fire for the Lord, and praise the Lord for that. And you have those who are going to be evangelists, and those who are going to, they're going to travel around America and hold these great revivals across America, and praise the Lord for that. Then you have those who are going to be missionaries, and they're going to go to Brazil or Africa and go to these places where nobody has ever heard of God or of the Bible, and they're going to reach those people for the Lord. And then they say, well, we're the Gunthers, and where are you guys going to do? Well, I don't know. And that's what it was. And so we finished college, and we still didn't know where God wanted us. And so we went back to our home church and stayed faithful there. If God has called you to do something or called you to go somewhere, and maybe you're not sure what that is or where that is, be faithful where you're at. Be faithful right here. And God will show you in His time. And that's a lesson we surely had to learn, in His time. What's the Bible verse? He makes all things beautiful in His time. Amen. That means if you wake up in the morning and you look in the mirror and you say, boy, that's an ugly picture. Just wait. Maybe one day you'll be beautiful, right? And so we went back to our home church. We began, the pastor allowed us to teach a Sunday school class, and we began working with the music at our church. We actually got to start a choir. Which was a lot of fun and hard work, and we had a good time. But our heart was in missions, and the pastor knew that, and we were just kind of waiting on God and being faithful there. And so throughout college, New Zealand was one of the places we were praying about, among other places, and then every missionary that came through, it's like, we got to pray that. We got a mission letter, a prayer letter in from a missionary in New Zealand. And in that letter, he said this. He said, there is a need for more Baptist works in New Zealand. Now, for whatever reason, out of the hundreds of prayer letters we have read and the hundreds of countries we've been praying about, and that stuck out to me. And so at that point, I said, okay, Lord. I said, Lord, and honestly, this is the truth. I said, Lord, would you show me from the scriptures that it's New Zealand where you want us to go? We're Bible believers, right? Amen. Amen. It's our source of truth, our source of doctrine, our source of comfort. And so I prayed that, and you say, boy, that sounds an awful lot like Gideon, right? And believe me, if I had a fleece, I would have thrown it out. You know, I mean, that something we get that way sometimes, right? And you're not sure what to do, and you're seeking and praying God, and so I asked God to show me from the scriptures, why are we surprised when God answers our prayers? Amen. Nah, He didn't really answer. You sure? Maybe I'm the only one, right? But God showed me this in Isaiah chapter 42, and verse number 4, and I understand the context isn't there. I understand that. But if you think about the videos and the pictures you just saw of New Zealand, or if you walk by the table and you saw where New Zealand and what it looks like, it's actually made up of two main islands. Okay? So in Isaiah chapter 42 and verse number 4, the Bible says this, He shall not fail nor be discouraged till He have set judgment in the earth, and the isles shall wait for His law. You know what? God spoke to me in that verse. I said, you know what? The people in New Zealand are waiting for someone to tell them about Jesus Christ. What does the Bible say? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. How are they going to get saved unless someone tells them? How are they going to get saved unless they hear the word of God? Verse number 12 of the same chapter says, let them give glory unto the Lord and declare His praise in the islands. Do you know that people cannot give God any glory if they're not saved? And do you know that people cannot be saved if they haven't heard the word of God? So God used those verses to confirm it in our heart that it was New Zealand where He wanted us to go before we ever stepped foot in the country. And so here we are. We are on deputation, raising our support to go. Currently we are at 65%. So we are getting very close and we are excited. We're getting excited to go. I'm thankful that my family can be with me and most of the time they travel with me, and I'm thankful for that. Our kids are homeschooled, and so pray for us as we started homeschooling last year, and so we're doing that. In fact, we are doing a homeschooling project we brought with us, there are a bunch of butterflies somewhere in this church. Our plan was that they would be hatched before we left, but that didn't quite work out, so they traveled with us. And so we're the Gunthers plus 10 butterflies. So thank you for Pastor for allowing us to do that, and Miss Duana for accepting those in their home. So thank you. Does anybody have any questions about us or our ministry or about New Zealand? Yes, sir. New Zealand is a interesting country because it has people from all over the world there. The one church we got to visit had over, I think it was 12 different nationalities within that church. New Zealand actually has three official languages. First is English, praise the Lord. Second is the Maori language, which was those, Indigenous people, thank you. And the third is the New Zealand Sign Language. They have that as an official language, which I don't know. So, but they do speak English, so you know what that means? That we don't have to go to language school. And so we can hit the ground running. So we can get there and we can start being effective, Lord willing. And so we look forward to doing that. Now, there are phrases and words and accents in New Zealand, and that there are words in New Zealand that they say, or that we say in America, that we would just joke about and say something offhandedly, but in New Zealand it's considered very offensive. And there, of course, they have different terms for different things. The boot and the bonnet. You know what I'm talking about? That's your car. the trunk in the front of the car, and so things like that. They drive on the left hand side of the road. Which is really fun as an American going there and driving, and the missionary leader is driving us around and I'm holding on for dear life, you know. Nothing feels right, but that's just culture, things you need to get used to. And so, but God will help us in that, and I'm sure. So good question. Yes.
I saw Dale Graham's picture in your video.
Yes. Lord willing, we're hoping to. We're in talks with them, and nothing official. So I don't want to say definitely are, but we're hoping to. And in fact, we got to visit with them. We stayed in their house for about 10 days, and very good people. Our plan is, if we can go under a work visa, that's how we're going to get into the country under a work visa, and work with an existing missionary like the Browns for the first 5 years. And then within that 5 years, we can transfer that work visa into a permanent resident visa. And what that is once I get a permanent resident visa, that we can go anywhere in the country and we can go in and out as we see fit. And once we get that we're golden. I mean, that's what we want. And so we can work with an existing missionary and, you know, get used to the culture, get used to how they think, you know, how New Zealand people think, how they do things. And that's what we hope to do. And Lord willing, that will work out. Good question. Yes.
What type of currency do they have there, and is the cost of living much higher?
The New Zealand has their own currency. They have their own. It's called the New Zealand dollar. I have some money on the back table. If you take it, you're not going to get very much for it. it's actually a dollar in American is worth about $1.40 in New Zealand. So that's good for the missionary. It's been better than that. It's been worse than that. And it changes hourly. So see your banker on how that works. As a life of a missionary, that can, just with an exchange rate changing, if you have all your support coming in, that could be a matter of $500 or $600 difference, just with that exchange rate being a different thing. But the cost of living is very expensive in New Zealand. Everything's high. A bag of chicken you can get at Walmart for about $7-$8 here in New Zealand is about $21-$22. And that's typical of most things in New Zealand. Yes, sir. Do you have a question? What do they eat? They like to eat a lot of fish, a lot of seafood. They have a lot of international people that live there, so they have a lot of international type foods as well. But they do like a lot of seafood and things. Mutton, yum, right? You ever have mutton? You should try it. Mince pie, things, good stuff. Yes. Good question. Any other questions? Yes, ma'am. We will be learning some Maori because a lot of the towns have Maori names to them, and so as far as learning the language itself, it's I don't know. That's a good question. Everybody there speaks English, so it's not necessary to learn Maori for as far as trying to talk communicate with people. But I don't know. Maybe someday I will. Yes, sir, in the back.
Is there any opposition as far as the state to Christianity or Catholic churches?
New Zealand, they pride themselves on being very progressive, being an open society, accepting all kinds of different things, and that's good and bad. Currently, they are open to Christians and to church planters as of today. Of course, that could change very, very rapidly. They recently legalized same-sex marriage in New Zealand. It's you never know what's going to happen in the future. New Zealand has elections every 3 years. So they say, if you don't like how it is, just wait. Things could change really quickly, and it can. But as of today, the climate is open for missionaries to come in. In fact, it's easier today for us to get into the country than it was even 10 years ago. So we have an open opportunity, and we're hoping to be able to get in there. Yes, sir. I have a statistic on the slide. 1.3% of the people claim Baptist as a religion. And of course, when you see the term Baptist on a government form, that means a whole lot of different things. When you talk about independent Bible-believing Baptists, less than 1% of the people. The average person you meet on the street in New Zealand is probably atheistic or agnostic, meaning he doesn't believe in God or believes that if there is a God, how can man know who he is? And certainly atheism is becoming more militant in these last days. As far as a number of, I don't know, but there is a majority present that is anti-God, and in turn they would be anti-Christian.
I saw the 27%.
Yes. Yes. New Zealand has a very good open relationship with America, and so they generally view Americans favorably. They like our money, right? And so, imagine someone coming to your door who dressed a little differently, who had a different accent, and was telling you how you're supposed to live and how you're supposed to get to heaven. Well, you know, what would your reaction be? You know, who do you think you are? Get off my porch, right? I mean, that's just a natural response. And so That's some of the things that we'll have to face in New Zealand. Exactly, exactly. And that's you know, and America's becoming more like that every day. But New Zealand's already there. If you were to think of England being even farther down that road, New Zealand's just behind England. I'd say America's just behind New Zealand. Kind of that. That's how I look at it. Good question. Any other questions? Yes, ma'am. It's very complicated, and how the visa there's lots of different visas you can get. Okay, the visa I would like to get, and we're praying about, is getting a work visa, and we would work with that church, and yes, that church would have to basically offer us a job, and we would have to work with that church while we have that visa. You know, if we go outside of what that visa says, they can kick us out of the country, and we don't want to do that. We don't want to have a bad testimony and do those things. And so we want to do that. And it's a kind of a big process. One of the issues we have to work around is that church has to show that they can pay us, even though they won't be, because we're being supported. And so there's lots of ins and outs, and I'm still learning about. So, but in the next, we hopefully in the next year we can start that process. And so, yes, Pastor.
How long ago were you there?
We were there in 2011, is when we were in the country.
Well, I was going to ask you if you could give us an insight into the Brother Leo Martinez and how he was managing that, how it was impacting the ministry there.
While we were there. No, he's a hard worker. I mean, he's a good missionary. I would say that he's a good missionary. You know, when we were there, he seemed to be doing well when we were there. We actually saw him this past fall. They came back home for a little while, and so he's been struggling with that. But I think they're getting ready to go back to New Zealand in June, but they have a lot of help at their church. They have men who are stepping up and teaching and leading, and so it's been good, yes, sir. Yes. In fact, when we went there, we went in June. Because that's when our babysitters were available, but which is their winter time, and of course it generally doesn't get colder than, if it gets down to 35, that would be a really cold day there, and in the summertime, if it gets to 80, that would be a hot day, so it's kind of in between that. Now my wife was freezing cold when we were there, and it was like 38 degrees, and now I know to you guys that's freezing cold. But we're from Ohio. I mean, that's T-shirt short weather, you know. Oh, finally, 38 degrees, you know. But it was kind of rainy and wet, and they get this cold wind coming up from the Arctic, and so they kind of have this cold. It does feel kind of like a bite to it. I believe they say the ozone layer there is thinner, and this is how it affects people, is that if you're in the sun for a certain amount of time, you'll burn quicker. And that's actually true in New Zealand. So for me being there, I have to make sure I'm covered up or have lots and lots of suntan lotion on. And yay. It's trying to open doors, you know. Good. Any other questions? Yes. Yes. Yes, they love the outdoors. Bungee jumping. You saw that on my slides. I put that on there because New Zealand was a country that made that commercially popular. They're the first ones to do that, which gives you insight into the New Zealand people. Imagine one guy, there is a New Zealand guy, had a rope in one hand, looked up, saw a bridge, looked at the rope, looked at the bridge, and I wonder what it would be like if I tied one end there and jumped off, you know, right? And they love the outdoors, love taking trips, and in fact, every year in their summertime, which is like January, February, March, they'll take 2 weeks off of work, just about everybody does. And they'll go somewhere and, you know, go hiking or do something, camping. They love their rugby. We love our football, right? They love their rugby. That is their sport. Well, when we were there in 2011, they were preparing to hold the World Cup of rugby in New Zealand. You've heard of the World Cup of soccer? They have a World Cup of rugby where they all come in and play rugby. And there was a lot of pressure in the New Zealand media because New Zealand hadn't won that World Cup in like 20 years. And so there's a lot of pressure on the local team to win it. But no worries, they won. Everybody's happy. So, yes, sir.
Rugby is like the brutalized version.
If you ask a rugby player, they will agree with you. Absolutely. Yes, they don't wear pads or helmets or anything. But yes. In fact, just last year they showed some. I saw some of the rugby matches. They showed it on TV here in America. Got to see some of that, so it was kind of neat. Yes, sir.
Can you demonstrate one of those Maori rugby war dances for us?
No. My sons might. Yes. Yes, sir. I would say both. I don't know the specifics, but I know they export a lot of their sheep meat. In fact, 50% of the world sheep meat market comes from New Zealand. So they export a lot of it. Maybe I would guess meat, but I don't know the specifics. I wouldn't know. I'm pretty sure they would probably export the wool as well. You know, when we went to New Zealand, we were expecting to eat a lot of sheep. Just you'd think that's what they eat there. And we found out that they really don't. that because they get such a great price exporting it, that they charge that same price as the locals. So probably unless you know somebody, you're like, well, I'm not really complaining about that one. So, all right, one more question. Yes, sir, in the back. They have a kiwi bird, which is found only in New Zealand, which is, we've got a small representation one on our board. It's like a small flightless bird with a long beak, is in New Zealand. They don't have any snakes. They do have some big bugs though, but they don't have any snakes, and, they do have a lot of, like red stag deer, a lot of people come over to hunt, and things of that nature. A lot of there's whales and dolphins and seals. Joy and I got to see 40 seals in the wild. In the wild, I mean, not at a zoo. We walked down this beach and there were 40 seals, just as they're migrating thing. So, kind of some interesting things. Well, we appreciate you guys having us here. If you have any other questions, we will be here this morning. Be happy to answer any questions after Sunday school or after church. And thank you very much for having us.